Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 14th, 2023, 3:30 on the clock. You have your host, James J., and it's time to talk real estate. Let's talk real estate with our good friends, Cole Banker, see at Realtor. We have Lindsay Scheider with us, Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional. Lindsay, how you been?
I've been well. How are you, James?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks so much for joining us. I think by now you've dealt with me enough to know how much I love talking to you guys and I love talking real estate. I don't really know a whole lot about real estate, but I learn from you guys and I love learning. So we have a lot of fun and enjoy the time, and I know our listeners do as well. Lindsay, I know how busy you are, so if you don't mind, I want to jump right into things. And I thought that it'd be fun to kind of dive into the technology aspect of this. And let's start right there. How is technology leveraged to make the consumer's experience top-notch when it comes to your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's quite interesting, but from buying to selling, technology really continues to transform the way that we as real estate professionals conduct business and connect with our clients. And we're in this space, you know, even just coming off of the pandemic, about how we had to adapt and change when everyone was, you know, staying at home and staying away from others. And that lended to some of the ways that it has changed our industry and how agents can now go mobile. You know, it's allowing us to move as fast as the customer and the market requires. And then also kind of a positive thing, working with customers and clients at a distance has just become so much simpler and easier on a day-to-day.
It seems like one of the industries that when we talk about technology and how much it's changed the work environment, it's one of the industries I don't think we think about it as much right away, but it's real estate has more than a lot of other industries been affected by technology.
Well, we were definitely considered an essential industry. So we as agents, we never stopped working. Of course, we took precautions as necessary during the pandemic, but it was just, I guess I like to look at the positives that came out of that and how that changed what we were able to do and how we were able to serve customers and clients, whether they were in a different state or maybe they were on vacation or maybe they just didn't feel comfortable being in person. We now have those tools coming off of that season of time that we can use at our disposal, which is great.
And one of my favorite phrases is necessity is the mother of invention. And I'm a big believer in silver linings. And we got a lot of silver linings out of the last 5-10 years, whether it was pandemic related or the housing market or any of these things. Technology has been one of those silver linings. You have an ability now, I think more than ever, it's not a coincidence that we've seen the rise of technology in real estate, and we've seen some some really highs in the real estate industry. People can see built houses easier now. People can see things more. Mm-hmm. If it used to be, you know, not that long ago, if I lived in California and I wanted to move to Wisconsin, I probably had to, you know, travel out here to look at a home physically. I can just do that online now. Some, you know, just simple things like that that have changed the industry so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is where our consumers are still searching. They're still searching online for properties. And by all means, to your point, you know, the consumer can search for properties on their own and be able to see some fantastic photos and information about the property. But really, to make the most of your real estate search, it's important to kind of make that smart decision for yourself to decide to work hand in hand with a trained professional, obviously from Coldwell Banker, to assist with your home buying needs. And that's going to allow you to get direct access to all the homes that are listed as soon as they become available. The really cool thing is that you know, a new listing pops onto the market, becomes active, and by choosing to work with a real estate professional, you're able to review that within minutes of that going live. That's really the power of partnering with a trusted Coldwell Banker agent to, you know, elevate your real estate experience, to have someone that is really listening to what you need and want and working hard for you. And then also leveraging the power that we have with our local and our statewide multiple listing services, or people like to call it the MLS, But it is kind of the go-to resource for us agents to be in the know about everything. And then obviously be able to share that with our customers and clients.
You know, to speak to this point, Lindsay, how often do you tell your clients in different people when they are selling a home, or I should say when they are buying a home, that timing is so important, and getting in and being one of the first people to get a, you know, your bid in can oftentimes be the difference of getting a home and not.
Yeah, absolutely. We just went through a season of market where you couldn't be fast enough. And that was one of the things where, I mean, if you see a property that's interesting to you, your first contact should be your Coldwell Banker agent. You know, your agent can get you more information on the property, more than what's offered to the public on any, you know, internet site. We can research any questions that you have, arrange a time for you to tour the property. And even to your point, going back to kind of the technology aspect of offering the option of a virtual house tour. A lot of consumers don't realize that that's an option. But if someone is out of town or busy with life, or you just can't be present for that showing, it's just another example of how we're using technology to our advantage to be as timely and to be, you know, to provide that top-notch customer service of what our customers need and how can we get that for them.
You know, there's even in just this brief conversation, Lindsay, there's things that I think that I and others out there don't think about with this subject. So there's so many like layers to it when it comes to that as well. There's stuff that you're just not going to think of always. And it's important to, you know, reach out to the good people over Coldwell Banker and trust them that they're going to see stuff that you don't always see. It's their job. It's what they do. It's, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to mention one thing that just popped in my brain is that obviously as people are looking online, because they do that, even if they have the assistance of an agent, that when you are clicking online to understand that when you're clicking on a property or you somehow show that you have interest in a property, there is probably a chance that there is going to be some agent that is going to be reaching out to you, contacting you, because you've now said in some way, clicked or sent something that you have interest. And making sure that you partner with the agent that you think is the most qualified, like I mentioned before, just someone who is going to listen to you and be working on your behalf. That's why that becomes so important, that you're not just hooked up with whatever agent happens to be, you know, responding to that click that you made.
Yeah. And Lindsay, I we don't have to get too into the weeds into this and everything, but I'm a little curious. There is information that is available to you that isn't necessarily made public. What type of information are we talking about?
Well, we have resources as far as if a property is listed, there is documentation that listing agent has received directly from the seller or from other resources such as the county or the township that property is a part of. And so some of that information is already provided from the listing agent, but then also our resources as an agent to be able to research and get the any questions that you have answered, you know, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great answer, Lindsay. Nice work. That's exactly what I was looking for. When it comes to how technology has changed how agents work, when it comes to all the paperwork that it takes to sell or purchase a property, some of that stuff, how has it helped or assisted you in your work?
Yeah, we definitely have digital platforms, software, all at our fingertips. I mean, it really has changed. You know, years back, you'd have your stack of papers that you're meeting with someone in person to sign and do all of those steps. And these software programs are allowing us to kind of convert those stacks of papers and contracts into a digital platform, being able to share them easily, even sign them through email and digital signature programs. And that can all be done with just a matter of a few clicks from our customers. So it really does you know, add some ease to that process of when we need to get something signed or someone's busy at work, it can be sent right to their email for us to present those documents, talk through those documents, make sure we understand, but then can be more easily signed. And then another great thing is that the consumer immediately will get a digital copy of those signed documents for their records so that they know what they signed, they have those in front of them for, you know, future records.
Well, it's so important too, those having those records and that collection. It's in your day-to-day life, things get busy and you misplace things and you lose things all the time. And then there's when you're moving. Like there's stuff that you put in a box, you know that you labeled it and everything, and you still can't find it. You know, a month or two after you've moved into your new place. I've moved a lot, Lindsay, so I know what I'm talking about on this one. the idea of having that digital copy, it may not seem like that big of a deal, but that is such a great backup. You have your paper copy, you have the digital copy. This is important information that you're going to need one day. And having that stuff, knowing where it is. Mm-hmm. Even just knowing, oh, gosh, I don't know where it is, but I do know I can lean on my real estate agent to help me find that information. Or maybe you have a backup or something along those lines. The digital part of that part of this is really key, but also the realtor part of it is really key as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We have records that we save on file. So if there was any question or you know, can't find that email or that digital copy that you were sent, you can always reach out to your real estate professional and they will have a copy of that for you as well. Yes.
Lindsay, you're doing an amazing job on this end of things. Now, I want to throw a little bit of a curve at you. When it comes to selling a home, how does technology play a role in the marketing part of things?
I mean, our Coldwell Banker family of companies, we offer full service marketing. So we're making sure that we're going the extra mile to make sure that we're maximizing the exposure of our clients' properties. And, we're definitely using the power of our international brand of Coldwell Banker, mm-hmm. Along with the technology and the wide reach of the internet, social media to spread the word. And, not to mention our suite of technology products, such as digital assets, single property websites, those are available for each and every Coldwell Banker listing. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that is a wow right there. That is a lot of power, a lot that you can offer your clients, and not everybody can. And we talk about this when it comes to social media and other aspects of the modern world and really all of that. Taking advantage of it is one of the differences of the businesses that are maintaining and surviving and doing well and the ones that aren't. It just point blankly, it is something that you guys have done really early on and I've noticed, even in talking to JR over the years. Coldwell Banker has always been really on the forefront of this subject. And it certainly is a great asset, of course, when it comes to being able to sell your clients' homes. We are speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional over at our friends at Coldwell Banker. And Lindsay, one of the things that I think is so interesting about this subject is it's so changing. It's so evolving all the time, whether it's technology or real estate. Both in things are always growing and changing. How do you guys adapt to that? What are you proud of about that?
I mean, you are completely correct. We are in a constantly changing industry. Real estate is just always changing. And staying ahead of that requires constant learning and adapting to new ways of doing things. And really that lends nicely to what we're talking about today with the technology and the way that we work. That's why at Coldwell Banker family of companies in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship area, we really focus on training and learning and being forward thinkers on how we can use things such as the technology that we're talking about today as an advantage to our clients. How can we use the tools at our fingertips to make to really elevate the experience of our customers and clients? That's really, you know, our goal is to just continue to provide the best customer service that we can each and every day.
You know, one of the first things I learned from JR is how real estate is such a reputation business. And so much of it from the dawn of the first home sold to now, Your reputation is a key part of this industry. And one of the biggest things that stood out to me about the reputation of Coldwell Banker is this, is the idea of being ahead of things, not only in when it comes to advertising or selling your business or anything, but the different techniques, the different law changes, so many things that I don't know anything about because I'm not in real estate, but I've learned about from the years of talking with you and the team over there, that I've even picked up on. And I'm not a realtor or you know, even looking to buy a home necessarily right now. But I've learned so much from just talking to you guys over the years. That's just in talking. I can't imagine the amount of information that's actually in your brains and that you do know. And and how often you do have to keep up on this stuff and how ever-changing it is. I think a lot of people on the outside looking in would look at real estate and, well, I'm sure there's been some changes, but not that many. This is an industry that even in our conversation today, it may have grown and changed.
Yes, definitely. I mean, our customers, our clients, you know, even our casual acquaintances and friends, they all look to us for the latest information and the best advice on home purchases, sales, the market, and what's going on with that. That'd be a perfect, you know, segue for us to even just kind of dig into a little bit of the local information about our market conditions.
Yeah.
And if you're cool with that, we could
let's go right into it.
Okay, awesome. So first I want to talk about like the active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. We have 32 active listings right now, five of which have had a recent price reduction. So we do have some homes that are sitting on the market a little bit longer. And we have seen that the excessive bidding wars that we were experiencing before have subsided a little bit. Of course, depending on the type of property, we do have some types of properties that have low inventory and still a very, very high demand, causing some competition. But these numbers are actually very similar as far as the active inventory as to what we had available in the inventory last month. So we have a steady, not that we have the same, you know, 30 some listings. We do have some things that are happening in the market as well. We have 38 properties that are now under contract in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, and with that average days on market being 42 days. So it is slowly increasing as far as the days on market, a little bit longer than we have been experiencing, which is typical. In the fall and in the winter, we do see a natural slow in the real estate industry. So that is typical of our Wisconsin weather and seasonal changes.
With the ever-changingness that we've been talking about, especially if you expand that to the last 5-6 years, it's kind of nice to see some consistency. It's a little nice to see that. Some familiar.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is that?
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask how that compares with Rome, but what did you have?
Oh, I just wanted to mention one more thing about Rapids is our average sold price year to date in Rapids here, so from January through the end of October, it's still creeping up. And our average sold price right now is just under 197. So that number has been steadily increasing, and it is still creeping up even when we were looking at it and talking about it last month. And we're still seeing 101 list to sales price ratio. So we're still selling really close to or slightly above those asking prices in the Wisconsin Rapids market.
Good to know. Very good to know. So, Lindsay, how does this, how does that compare with Rome, or what are some stats that we have in the Rome area?
Yeah. So Rome, we have currently 19 active listings in the town of Rome. This is higher than we've had in a while. We only have one property with a recent price reduction and three properties that currently have an accepted offer. The average days on market in Rome is 47 days, so really close to Rapids. We're right in the, you know, 40 days, 40 to 50 day market. And if we expand those accepted offers, we have 9 total properties that are under contract. So 6 are in a pending status set to close, and then 3 of them are just recent accepted offers.
Lindsay, good information about the Rome area. Appreciate that. What about Adams Friendship area that you cover?
So Adams Friendship area currently has 17 active listings. We have one recent price reduction that's happened on those active listings. And we have 13 properties that are under contract currently. Our average days on market in the Adams Friendship area is just about double what we're seeing in the Wisconsin Rapids and Rome area at 86 days on market, days on market on average. So this market time has increased, slightly over time, and we're now at the 86 days. The average sold price in the Adams area is just over $200,000, $207,000. This has hardly changed at all since we reviewed this information, you know, last month together. So to me, that is an indicator that the market is stabilizing. We're seeing properties selling at about 98% of the list price, so just slightly below asking price. And we're kind of seeing that the average sold price be pretty consistent. I don't know how consistent we can say just 2 months of data, but still, based on the steep increase that we were having. So I think that sellers are understanding the shift in the market and listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing, which has had an added trickiness as the market is shifting and changing. So it's exciting to still see that we have that continued appreciation across our central corridor of the state.
With some of the craziness over the last year or two with the real estate industry of you know, how much some of these houses were going for and some of that, I think there was a lot of people out there that were curious to see how this would play out and, you know, what would happen with it kind of evening out, if you will, and balancing. And now that we are finally kind of seeing that, it's to me seems like all the more reason why we need to go to trusted realtors and when it comes to this subject matter. And I'm curious too, Lindsay, when it comes to the last couple of minutes we're hanging out here and everything, what have you seen and your team seen as far as in our area of the state, our corridor of the state?
Well, we're still seeing activity, even though we're kind of late into the fall. As we, I know the temps don't seem to be agreeing with the fact that we're in the middle of November here, but that we are entering kind of what we would consider a winter market, we're still seeing some activity. So I guess my advice to any buyer entering the market would be just to be working with a real estate professional and their lender to make sure that they're getting any financing details in order so that they can be ready to take action on a property that they wish to purchase. And, our agents would love to offer their expert guidance to help you take the next steps into, your journey of homeownership. And on the flip side, if you're looking to sell, just remember to call Coldwell Banker Family of Companies. We have locations in Wisconsin Rapids, the town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, and we would be overjoyed to assist with a free market analysis to help you figure out exactly what your home is worth in this changing market that is, as we've been talking about, is constantly changing. So we're here to help.
When it comes to a lot of industries, especially the real estate industry, there is so much that can change and happen that we may not even know about. It's important to trust people that are, it's their job. It's what they do. It's their passion. Reaching out to the team over at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors is only going to benefit you when it comes to buying or selling your home. Lindsay, we've talked about a lot today. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we discussed, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. So our Wisconsin Rapids office, Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors, the best phone number is 715-424-4800. Just a reminder to everyone that we do also have an office in the town of Rome. That's Coldwell Banker Advantage. The number there is 715-325-7335. And then finally, our office in Adams Friendship area, which is Coldwell Banker Belva Parr. The number there is 608-339-2977.
Always good talking with you, Lindsay. Looking forward to next month already. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.